Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings. Not many events going on now that we've gotten through most of them, so I can't think of anything I've got to tell you about coming up in the next little bit. But we'll also just give you some general information about Clay County, and we've got a really good subject to go on today. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kings Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kings Country 101.5. This will give you an opportunity to tell family and friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, family and friends from other states can listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even to review previously recorded Clay County broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Call starting today and give us names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of December the 10th through the 17th. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake today, and it could be you if your name is drawn and if you called in for this past week. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfasts and great lunch and dinner menus. Listen in today about midway through the show for this past week's announcements, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of December the 18th through the 24th. When you call, please wait for the tone to begin speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Thank you, callers. I like to hear that you're enjoying those cakes. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen and Kicks Country in this special surprise for someone. Shout out goes to Frank Walters, who's the owner of the Dairy Queen, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and also for all the other contributions that he participates in with various activities within our community. We've got a good show this morning during the next hour, so go and get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about local Clay County stuff. And we'll be discussing mainly foster parenting and foster care today. We're pretty much dedicating the show to that because it is so, so important. About 9:30, we'll be giving those birthday and anniversary announcements, and then we will announce a winner around 9:55. Sharing the Clay County Corner with me this morning will be Christopher Sanders. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you for having me. Honored to be here to discuss the need for more families.
Thank you so much. He is the foster care trainer through Youth Villages.
Yes.
And he's been, we've had him before and are very happy to have him back. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll return with Chris after this short break with our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Kids, welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Chris sitting here with me. He's a foster care trainer with Youth Villages. And Youth Villages is a private, nonprofit organization that's dedicated to helping emotionally and behaviorally troubled children and their families to live successfully.
Yes.
Chris, tell us a little about yourself and your time in the foster care community.
Mm-hmm. With that, I have been working in foster care for going on 2 years now. And I pretty much try and reach out to different businesses, different churches, different events within the community to really spread the word, because as you can see, there really is a need for more foster parents.
Absolutely. I know there's a very high demand. And while we're going through the show, let's throw out your contact number pretty
Absolutely.
Regularly.
Mm-hmm.
That number is 931-525-6905.
That is correct.
Y'all jot that down, because you know, you something along this discussion for the next hour may really trigger something that you need to ask more questions about, or that you would like information about, or that you would really like to become involved.
Mm-hmm. And so, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have and provide you with that information. I just want to make sure we all just have that right understanding of the next steps it takes to become a foster family.
Absolutely. And we're going to cover all that.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited about this hour. Foster care is about making a difference in children's lives. Tell us, what does Youth Villages do?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have several programs to do that, but not only with foster care, we do adoption. We do have a mentoring program in Tennessee where we have people who are able to volunteer some of their free time to to speak with some of our youth who are not necessarily placed in homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really great because they all have, like, or they all would need someone just to give them their ear, just someone to talk to. Because, again, some of them don't necessarily have families or just people that they could go to. So I think that's really great about our mentoring program. We do have our in-home services, and that's where our counselors are working, not only with the child, but with the parents or the mm-hmm. legal guardians, to make sure that everyone is on one accord and we can achieve those goals successfully so that that child will not be removed from the home. We do have our residential facilities where children are placed. We do have counselors there as well, and they're able to work with the children and address some of the trauma that they may have experienced
mm-hmm.
and provide them with different coping skills, different life skills, as well as they're able to transition back into the real world and learn how to live successfully on their own.
Wonderful. The mentoring program sounds excellent. You know, you can sometimes be in a home with a family and not have anybody to talk to still, depending on what the issue is or what the problem is. So that is a wonderful program.
Yeah, it's very important. I think we all may run into stress or just
absolutely
need someone that we would like to talk to, mm-hmm. and having someone there, they can take you around, you know, show you around different places, teach you about different things. Because being in a residential facility, they don't necessarily get to do those things.
Right. You know, we hit this number the last time you were on. How many children are in foster care in Tennessee? It's staggering, and I just wanted you to mention that.
Right now, we're close to 9,000, which are in custody at the moment. And as you see, that we really need more homes.
Mm-hmm.
Of that 9,900 just from Upper Cumberland area, so with that, you can see we really love more homes that are able to provide for our children that structure, that love, that support, until either they're able to reunify back with their birth families,
mm-hmm.
or you could just be in their lives and help guide them along the way once they reach the age of 18 and age out of the system.
Absolutely. And 900 is just the Upper Cumberland area.
Yes, Upper Cumberland.
9,000 in the state of Tennessee. And I can't imagine nationwide the number of kids. It's got to be staggering.
Yeah.
And I read that Youth Villages helps more than 23,000 children altogether and children and families each year, and that's in more than 20 states in Washington, D.C. And I'm understanding that's probably a low number.
Well, with that, I think that's a great number. We're always looking to do more, and we're actually expanding. So we're going to different states to provide our services. So I think that it could be, it's a great number, and I'm sure that number is going to rise because we're always willing to help and do what we say we do, and that's help children and families live successfully.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Why do kids come into foster care?
Mm-hmm. Kids come into foster care for many reasons. Some examples may be their parents are probably deceased, so they don't necessarily have any other family members who are able to care for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the families may be, their parents may be incarcerated, or you may have drug usage or mm-hmm. things in the home or abuse within the home. So our ultimate goal is to place them in a safe environment, in a structured environment, so they can turn out to have a better life.
Right.
Because being brought up in those environments is pretty much not safe, and experiencing that trauma can really have an effect on them in the long run.
Right. It can really stick with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is almost a silly question, but why are foster families so important? You've mm-hmm. kind of hit on the reason why.
As you see from some of that information, it is very important.
Yes.
That we have foster families, you know, with the number 9,000 just for Tennessee, with the number 900 just for Upper Cumberland,
mm-hmm.
you can see that that really is a need. And with the holidays just around the corner, a lot of our children aren't able to necessarily share that with the family.
Right.
They don't share that joy of receiving gifts
mm-hmm.
or just having a family dinner. You know, they maybe at school with their peers, and you know, sometimes the peers are excited.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I got for Christmas. This is what I did with my family. And sometimes our children may not be able to share those same stories.
Right.
So they can oftentimes may be depressed or just run into other things and turn into some type of survival behavior that hits on some of the trauma that they've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have people that like volunteer to have little special parties or something, special gatherings for some of these children and invite them to, you know, have gifting or something? That would be a wonderful thing if people would volunteer.
We have our holiday heroes where people are able to donate or purchase gifts for
mm-hmm.
our children. We have the children who are part of our program. They're able to write out like a wish list for the holiday.
Yeah.
And those who want to purchase some of those gifts, they have a certain spending limit that they could work with. And it's pretty much just to provide them with some type of gift so that they're able to, so that they're able to enjoy the holidays just like any other family.
Right, just like the others. Mm-hmm. How do you become a foster parent?
How do you become a foster parent? It's easy. Just give me
a call.
Give me a call.
And that number?
931-525-6905. And I'll be happy to discuss more with you about that. But you could also check out our website, www.youthvillages.org, and it can direct you to which area, because we cover all of Tennessee, so we could definitely point you in the right direction as to which recruiter would be able to help you.
Right.
But I would cover Upper Cumberland, and you can give me a call, again, 931-525-6905. And I'd be happy to discuss more about that.
And when you make that call, you'll hear this pleasant voice on the other end of the line. You know,
thank
I was
you.
So happy to make the initial contact with Chris. He was so welcoming and anxious to actually to come on and share this information.
Yes.
So I'm very grateful for all of that. Who can become, can just anybody become a foster parent? Do you have to be married in a married household? Can you be single? How does that play?
We welcome all walks of life. You can be married. You can be single. You can be in a relationship. We just want to make sure that all of these relationships, they're pretty much stable, because, again, that's a factor that we take in when it comes to placing children in the home. So
coming from an unstable environment of sorts.
So with that, we want to make sure we're able to work with those who are interested. So you can be married, single, in a relationship. We do welcome all walks of life.
And you mentioned that you like to share this information with churches and other organizations. Do you hold any special events in the communities to let people know about foster parenting, or can that be arranged, you know?
It can also be arranged. I'm actually looking to do more because in the month of October, I was able to spend with our Chick-fil-A in Cookeville. And able to set up a table and provide those with information who were just interested, and they could also come by and spin our prize wheel and win different things that have Youth Villages. We call it our Youth Villages swag gear. I think that's one of the great things, is working within the community and trying to get that information out. We are able to also do like speaking engagements at different churches or just share the information, like the flyers, or we may have inserts that you could place in like the programs, just to get the word out again. And it has the contact information for those who are interested, and we can just take those next steps to attending classes and becoming a certified foster parent for the state of Tennessee.
Okay, it sounds relatively painless.
Painless.
Doesn't
that's
sound
great.
Like a hard thing to do at all.
It's not hard.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to speak more about foster parenting.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting here with Chris Sanders. We've been discussing foster care in Tennessee. Chris is with Youth Villages. And again, his contact number is 931-535-6905. I think that I messed that up the last time that we were here. I hit that number wrong once. But we've been talking about foster care, and Chris, how is being a foster parent different from being a regular parent?
I think when you look at the main word parent, there is no difference. You're pretty much doing the same thing, treating them as if they were your own child. You're taking them to school, providing them with that support, able to provide them with that love, providing them with food, clothing, shelter, all of that. So I wouldn't even say that there's a difference.
Really a difference, you know. But, yeah, you're right. Being a parent is being a parent. And, you know, you hear that thing, it takes a village to raise a child. And,
absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, is you're in parent mode all the time because you want to take care of everybody's children.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because with the village, providing that support, having others who are there to support you,
mm-hmm.
We do have what we call our support group,
mm-hmm.
and that's where our other families are able to meet. You can meet with them, and I call them some of our, like, seasoned
mm-hmm.
Families, because they've been around for some time, but they've been able to help out many children that are in need.
Yeah.
Some of our families have been with us for close to 20 years.
Wow.
And I think we'll get on it later, but also we do have a family who recently just adopted.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, because that, I remember, that's so important to talk about the holiday.
Absolutely.
And the positives
mm-hmm.
that come from this. How great is the need for foster parents here? I mean, you mentioned 900.
Mm-hmm.
How many more do we need? What is the need?
I can't even give a specific
number
mm-hmm. or an exact number. We just need more families overall. And We have several agencies out there, which is great, but all the purpose is for us to get more families
right.
all together. We all work together to provide them with a safe environment,
mm-hmm.
loving environment, until they're able to return home or they can be placed with that family
mm-hmm.
for adoption
right.
or eventually aging out, but still receiving support from that family.
So is the cue here the fact that there are still children, and I know there are, that are in homes that are not in a safe or a good environment that are needing these foster parents right now? I'm sure that there are some that you just can't place possibly because there's not a good enough availability of foster homes.
And that's correct. Some we aren't able to place, and we can receive referrals for children to be placed in a home just about every day or every other day. Lately, we've been receiving some for maybe like sibling groups as well.
Right.
But we also are looking for parents who are able to work with our older youth, the
uh-huh.
teens.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we run into where a lot of families may feel as if the younger one is, they could pretty much work with them,
right.
which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also work with our older ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting close to that age of aging out. And they don't necessarily have a family to
mm-hmm.
Depend on and give them that guidance. So they may be on their own. And after that, every child's not going to have a successful story.
Right.
Some may often go back to some of the ways which brought them into custody
mm-hmm.
because it was a cycle and they picked up those behaviors.
Right.
And that can also be a coping skill for them.
Mm-hmm.
Others may have a successful story, but the reality of it is not all of our children are able to have one.
Mm-hmm. And that again is why it is so important to have enough foster care
mm-hmm.
out there available to them. And you kind of touched on it just then. You do see more children coming into care right now than you did even a few years ago. And I can't help but think that a lot of the big problem with that, of course, is the financial status that the country is in, but also drugs is a big primary disruptive behavior in the families.
Yeah, and we just want to make sure that they're not in that environment. Because, again,
mm-hmm.
they can pick up those habits, and it won't be safe for them in the long run.
Yeah. Now, you said that what specific areas do you serve? What is the Upper Cumberland region? How many mm-hmm. counties, I guess, are in your area?
14.
About 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty large number to...
So we're here. We are here.
To have to cover.
And as you said, that's a pretty large number, but... We need more families from all counties.
Yeah, yeah. So Clay County, if you're listening, need more people.
We love you, and if you're able to and you feel that it is a calling for you
mm-hmm.
to become a foster parent, we will be here to work with your family and also make sure that we're able to have a child
mm-hmm.
that can flourish
mm-hmm.
in your home as well.
And don't let fear... or those words, I just can't
mm-hmm.
step in front of, you know, if you've got that thought in your head and you think, boy, I would really consider this, I'd like to, I'm afraid, or I can't, don't let that, call Chris and talk to him.
Yeah, don't let that scare you. We do have a foster parent who's also like one of my co-trainers.
Mm-hmm.
So she would also be able to just give you that extra boost of support that is needed because she was once in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know. She can tell you about her experiences, the ups, the downs,
mm-hmm.
but she can also tell you that it's a very rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not able to be here today, but she does think that this is a great opportunity
mm-hmm.
to get the word out because she's also been... really big in her community as far as helping get that word out because
right.
she knows and understands that there is a need.
Right. Yeah, we were hoping that she would be able to come today. We've been planning this for a little while, and we were trying to trying to work around schedules and everything, and unfortunately, she just couldn't get away from work, but she was very excited about coming and sharing information and sharing some of her stories. Maybe in a future date, we might grab her, get her here sometime. How long do children typically stay in foster care?
That can vary. We have our children who could be placed for weeks, sometimes months, and it can also be years where children remain in foster care. Mm-hmm. So it's no definite number to say. It just varies.
Is it difficult to sometimes, I know it is sometimes, but I guess on the average, is it really difficult when that child absolutely does not need to go back into that family environment to work through that process and actually get them toward adoption? I know sometimes it is because you have that family still that just wants to hang on even though they're not making the changes that they need to be making in their lives.
All that information is taken into consideration. The families are able to meet, and the judge also will take all of that information into consideration, and the goal is to do what's in the best interest of the child.
The child.
So if they think it is deemed not safe, they could possibly look at that being an option, but all in all, we do give the parents, the birth families, a chance to meet those goals as well. We do try and set goals for the birth families so that that child can return home.
Mm-hmm. You know, you always hear that ultimately that's the best environment because that, you know, they were born there, and as long as you can make the changes for those families, the parents, the birth parents, and that's kind of what the goal of foster care is, to work with the family. Can you tell me what's meant by family reunification and why it is considered after a child has been taken into state custody?
By family reunification, as you said, it's very important because they are with those that they know. It's a familiar environment. And so that is something that we push because studies have shown that children thrive when they're in that environment, that they're well known, they're around loved ones, they have that support, which they feel is there. But when they're taken into state custody, again, that is one of the goals, but also permanency of possible and foster care as well, where families are able to have the child after the age of 18. So we do push those things if the child is not able to return home.
Okay.
But that would be the number one goal is family reunification.
Okay, well, we need to take another break here, and then we'll come back and make the birthday and anniversary announcements and continue on.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey and on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. I'll continue with Chris Sanders in just a little bit after we give the birthday and anniversary announcements. This is for December the 11th through December the 17th. On December the 11th, happy 18th birthday to Daniel Bowles, Love Mom. Happy anniversary to Brandy and Sean Kendall on December the 11th. It was their fifth, and that is from Sandra McLaren Gentry. And I didn't have anybody. Nobody was born on December the 12th. Nobody got married on December the 12th. And then on December the 13th, happy birthday, 11 years to Olivia Snow Burnett. And that's from Nana and Grandpa. And on December the 14th, happy birthday to Noah Schott from his mom, Bobby. And on December the 14th, happy 18th birthday to Hannah Smith. That is from Nana and Susie. On December the 15th, happy birthday, Mr. Tucker Walker. That's from Mom and Dad and all the rest of his family. And happy birthday to Jean and Aileen Bowles. And that's 59 years together. I said happy birthday. Happy anniversary. 59 years together. And that's from all of their big old family. And also on December the 15th, happy 6th birthday to Mr. Clayton Smith. That comes in from Dad and Mom, Colton, Corbin, Darcy, Granny, and Pa. And also on December the 15th, happy birthday to Brenda Smith White. She was 20 years old. We love you from Nanny and Pa. And happy 10th birthday on December the 15th to Aiden Foster, and that's Love Tish. On December the 16th, happy birthday to James Strode. That's from his wife, Amanda. And happy birthday to Susan Key, and that would be from Brandy on December the 16th. And then on December the 17th, big Super 16, happy 16th birthday to Alan Forrest Lankford Scott. And you just want you to know you're our rock from Mommy, Daddy, and Adam. And also on December the 17th, happy birthday, 8 years old, Mr. Ethan Hayes from Mom, Dad, Maddie, and Evan. And happy 32nd birthday, Mr. Joseph Smith. From love from Keisha and the kiddos, also from Mom, Dad, and Jacinda. And happy 11th birthday goes out to Bridget Cherry. That's from Dad, Mom, and Sissy. And then happy birthday, now this isn't her real name, but anybody that knows her is going to know who this is. Happy birthday, Brandy Bozo, and that's from all your friends. And happy birthday to Muriel Melton. We love you from Ted, Kim, and Selena. Happy birthday on the 17th also to Patsy Davis, and that is from all your friends from Pine Hill. And also our last one is happy birthday to Gunner Silk from Ariana. And that's our birthday list for December the 11th through December the 17th. And we'll be drawing, I'll ask Mr. Chris to draw a name out for me here in a little bit. And we'll make that announcement a little bit later. And we're going to be talking some more about foster care. Let's give your number out before we get started again, and in case you have questions.
Mm-hmm. 931-525-6905. And you could also check out youthvillages.org. Or you can Google us. Just type in Youth Villages, search, and go from there.
Go to the Upper Cumberland area or your county. I'm sure you can zoom on in on your county. How, I'm sure it's not the easiest thing in the world, but how do you find permanency for the children?
How do we find permanency for the children? That is one of the things that in the very beginning, once the child is taken into custody, we're reaching out to family members who could possibly step in and take care of this youth. If not, that's when we reach out and look for foster homes or people who would be available to provide care for the youth.
Okay, so there's a very specific set of steps that a coordinated effort to go through. How does adoption work?
How does adoption work? Once a child becomes available, we search throughout the state and we work with other agencies as well to do a search. And that also ties into the permanency, but we just search across to look for other family members who could possibly step up, but also we'll look for those families who are foster families who are interested in adoption. We could also look and see if they could possibly be a match for that child. We go in and interview the families as well to see what child that they may be looking for. And all of that is taken into consideration, but we also work with that child, especially if they're old enough to understand those things.
Right.
And we try and do it in an age-appropriate way to explain it, but there we take that into consideration as well when we look into adoption and permanency for that child.
And it's not a fast process, and it does not need to be a fast process.
No.
You know, so many people say just want to adopt and they want to do it right now, but if for them and for the child, it's in their best interest to go through all of these questions and steps.
It does not work overnight. And one of the things is you have to at least do foster care for a minimum of 6 months before you can start the adoption or the intent to adopt process.
And that's with that particular child.
With that child.
Okay. So during that time in that situation, of course, you've had opportunity and the mentors have had opportunity to go into the home and just do some evaluations and make sure that it is a good fit for the child and for the parents and all that. It's, you know, it's something that's going to be a lifetime at that point.
Absolutely.
And it needs very deep measurements that are looked at. How much does adoption cost?
One of the good things.
A lot of questions always.
Adoption is free through foster care. So if you're looking to adopt, again, we do have children who are available for adoption. Right now in the state of Tennessee, we have about 250 that are already available for adoption. You could definitely check out our website, again, youthvillages.org, and we have some profiles that are already up with some pictures and just some information about each child, their likes, where they would like to be placed, some of their hobbies and so forth, just to give you a little snippet of each child.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people do, I think you mentioned earlier, they're looking for babies, and that's very, very common, but it's not always. You know, some people do want older children, and that's wonderful, because there are, I guess the majority are older.
Yes, and that's absolutely true.
Yeah, what is the average age? You go up to the age of 18.
Correct.
So what's the average age that you see more, that you have more of?
With that, they range from about 12 to 18.
Okay.
So that's where we're looking to get families that are able to work with those ages. Some of the younger ones, they may be a part of a sibling group. So you may have a 15-year-old and a 7-year-old. You may have a 17-year-old and you may have a 9-year-old, which is great, and we don't want to separate them. So we do what we can to get them placed in a home together. But with that, it is a higher need for those that are older.
I have neighbors that actually adopted a sibling group. There were three, and that was just one, you know, one day it was, we were just, you know, neighbors with two, and then the next day there were five, and it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
So we hear the chatter now, you know, we hear kids playing, and and we're in a subdivision with a lot of kids anyway, so it's just, it was such a, it was enlightening, you know, getting to see that happen.
They're happy. You can just
absolutely
see the bright smiles on their faces. That's one of the great things. You can see a change in the child because they have that trust now. They have someone who they feel is going to love them and show them what's right.
Right.
You know?
And these parents are very involved in their child's activities.
Which
and
is very important.
It is. That's
very important.
That's what you got to have,
actually. You advocate. You push for the child to get the best out of life, and any parent would want that.
Right.
You know?
Right. You want to see your child thrive. So
thrive.
You work hard with them.
Mm-hmm.
What are some examples of some ongoing needs?
Well, some ongoing needs may have to, a child may have to do more doctor's visits, or because we have some children who are considered medically fragile, so we may have to get those in place with the doctor, or they may need to see another psychologist. For the most part, these children have experienced a lot of trauma. I would say about 75 to 95% of our children have really been abused. So with that, we are trying to work with that and address those needs, but it could be something that is needed throughout while they're in foster care, or even after they've been maybe adopted or returned home, or whichever the permanency plan may be.
And you continue some oversight, even though they're adopted out, to help them through those
with that, and we do have other programs as well that are able to step in and provide them with the care that's needed.
Okay. Well, it's time to take another break, and we'll be back shortly.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I lost my healthy 27-year-old son to influenza. Jacob wasn't someone you'd expect to die from the flu. He was strong, a martial arts athlete. After 5 weeks of fighting, Jacob died.
I'm Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Each year, influenza claims the lives of Americans of all ages, including healthy young adults like Jacob. Ask about vaccination the next time you're at your doctor's office or pharmacy. Visit adultvaccination.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey here with Chris Sanders, and we're with Youth Villages, and we've been talking about foster care in, well, actually in the state of Tennessee and in the Upper Cumberland area, and some things that you can look at and consider, and especially consider becoming a foster parent. Chris, if you'll give us the phone number again to contact, I want to make sure if y'all forgot to put it down to get that phone number.
The number is 931-525-6905.
All righty. Go ahead.
And also, I meant to toss out there, we do have classes which will be starting, free classes.
Okay.
And they'll be starting on January 23rd.
January the 23rd. Now, let me ask you, those classes, do they have to already make a commitment, or can that be also I'm just not sure about.
The first class is definitely what we call an orientation, so they could come in, get more information, and if they're ready to take that next step, we can discuss it and we can continue with the other classes. But yeah, I would definitely encourage those who are interested to come check us out on the 23rd. And with that, we'll definitely be able to answer more questions that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you can get to meet one of our foster parents.
Right.
And she'll be able to answer the questions that you may have as well.
And, you know, that you can call Chris on the number that we've been giving you and ask about that. Again, you can go on to the website or you can Google and you can get that information. You can call us, too, mm-hmm. and we'll have that number. But that's a good opportunity. And you know what? I don't have any events coming up that I can talk about that are coming in the next month or two. So January would be the perfect time.
Absolutely.
The only thing I think going on is ball games.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The class starts at 9.
At
9 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
We'll more so free. The classes last for about 8 weeks, and we'll be covering many things. We also do certify the families in CPR and first aid, and they'll learn about our policies and procedures. And we also discuss the trauma and
mm-hmm.
different things,
mm-hmm.
And just the experience of a child being and dealing with the welfare system.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very good. How many children do you currently have in your foster care program?
In our foster care program, we have about 36.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's still a pretty good number. How many children can a foster family have?
It depends on the spacing.
Okay,
the
size of the home?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
The size of the home, if you're able to provide for how many, however many possible, we just want to make sure that they have their own bed, their own closet space,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, but it doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but it just depends on the space and that the family is able to provide.
Okay.
But it's very important for that child to have their own bed.
Right. You've got to be able to have, everybody needs their own personal space.
Correct.
That they can claim and they can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Do foster parents receive any compensation for their time, their work, or, you know, the expenses that they have?
Mm-hmm. Yes, with that we do have what we call a reimbursement, and that pretty much helps with providing for the clothing, providing for daycare, providing for personal needs. That really does help out when it comes to parents, because taking care of a child in general is not cheap. It's not.
True.
So with that, we understand that, and we are able to help our families when it comes to that. Yes.
Okay, good deal. Can you discuss how the impact of a family really hits home this time of year for children
mm-hmm.
that are in foster care?
Yes. As we all know, Christmas is actually next week. It doesn't
yes,
feel like
it is. It doesn't.
I wish it was snowing.
I do too.
But the impact of a family, oftentimes we may see our children can become depressed around this time. They're not with their actual biological families. They're not around their loved ones. So you can possibly see different behaviors from a child because this could be a trigger for them.
They may start acting out.
Showing just different behaviors. And this is very important for our families to step in and build that trust with our children. You want to show them that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show them that you care, and you want to make them feel comfortable being in your home. Involve them in different family activities that can get them their mind off of things,
mm-hmm.
but also make them feel important as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you have other children in the home, treat them the same.
Absolutely.
You definitely want to do that, but the trauma, it really does start to set in around the holidays. Maybe sometimes around birthdays
mm-hmm.
or other events as well. So we definitely want to take that into consideration and not just think, oh, they're just sad for no reason.
Right.
You definitely want to look into that more
mm-hmm.
and try and help the child because, again, they may feel alone. They're not around their loved ones. or they may have different traditions that they do at home,
mm-hmm.
and it's not being done within the foster home.
Right.
So take that into consideration. Or if your foster family has a tradition, hey, you want to include that child in mm-hmm. that as well to make them feel loved.
Well, it's a perfect time to open communication,
mm-hmm.
and like you mentioned, involve them actively mm-hmm. in those day-to-day activities, getting ready for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, busyness helps.
Mm-hmm.
It occupies the mind, but really when you see that change in their affect,
mm-hmm.
then talk to them.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Ask them, you know, tell me about this, what's going
mm-hmm.
on, and let's discuss it and
mm-hmm.
see what we can do to help.
Even if a child is not willing to talk, one of the great things we push is maybe getting a journal. They can write out how they feel
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And I think that's one of the great things, the great ways to express
right.
Some of our feelings. So it does help. And if some of you out there are dealing with
uh-huh.
anger or something, take out a journal. Start
yeah.
writing out your feelings. Start writing out everything, and you will see that there is a difference once you let that all out.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. Chris, can you describe how it is for some adoptive parents across the state who have recently adopted? You mentioned you have one that's recently adopted.
Absolutely.
And how they're celebrating their first Christmas together.
Oh, they're going to have a big dinner. And with this family, they just adopted 4 children.
Wow. What a big Christmas they're going to have.
2015, they adopted 4 children.
Oh, my goodness.
These kids are going to have an amazing Christmas this year.
And they have an anchor.
But also, this family, including that 4, all together has adopted 10 children.
Oh, my goodness.
10 children.
Welcome to the clan.
welcome. But also, yeah, this is one of my families I discussed earlier. Actually being with our program for close to, so that is really great. And yeah, so we have a success story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you can also go to youthvillagesagain.org,
uh-huh.
and with that you can check out more of our success stories. We definitely try and touch up on that each time, because I think that's really important as well, to share the happiness.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, I am so disappointed because we've gotten so much information covered, but truly we still have several things that I wanted to cover and we've not quite gotten to the end. But unfortunately we have gotten to the end of our hour-long program this morning. And I've asked Chris to go ahead and draw a name out, and the name he's pulled for me is Happy Birthday, and congratulations on your birthday cake today, Mr. Aiden Foster, 10 years old. He was on December the 15th.
And irony, Foster.
Yeah, Foster. Isn't that something that was meant to be? So Aiden has won our birthday cake today. Miss Letitia, if you're listening, you can get in touch with Aiden. And I guess it's about time to close up. We've had a really, really good and very, very informative show. And Chris, I know, wants to welcome people to call and ask for more information if they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be so happy to help them and direct them to where they need to be anyway, if it's a different region or a different area. And so everybody that's listening in Kentucky and elsewhere too, you know, he can help you to find the spot
yes,
where you need to be.
Absolutely.
And answer as many questions as he can. So that number, Chris?
Mm-hmm. 931-525-6905. And classes begin January 23rd, 2016, 9 o'clock.
All right, awesome. In closing, I want to thank Christopher Sanders from Youth Villages, a nonprofit foster care organization, and you, the listeners, for a good show today. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner. The sun's shining. It's trying to shine out there. So I'm wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for that rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m., especially if you have someone that you know that's interested in foster care that's just even mentioned it at all. Encourage them to listen in. on Kix 101.5 FM at 6 p.m. this afternoon. Please keep our military in your daily prayers, especially those deployed. Also, our Clay County youth who are continuing to recover from those serious injuries after that NVA on September the 25th. And I'm signing off now from the Clay County Corner. Merry Christmas. Early.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.